The news was published on Monday, October 7, 2024. I am Tom. All right, folks, let's dive into the world of AI. And trust me, it's way more exciting than your grandma's knitting circle. We're not just talking about some fancy chatbots here. This is the real deal, shaping our future across industries like a digital Picasso on steroids. Now picture this. You've got this thing called the capability stack. It's not a stack of pancakes, mind you, but a framework that breaks down AI into seven basic superpowers. It's like the seven dwarfs of the tech world, but instead of grumpy and sneezy, we've got recognition, classification, prediction, recommendation, automation, generation, and interaction. Each one builds on the other, kind of like a high-tech game of Jenga. Let's start with recognition. This bad boy is the foundation of it all. It's like your phone's facial recognition, but on crack. Imagine you're zipping through airport security, and boom, the system recognizes your mug faster than you can say vacation mode activated. But it's not just about faces. This tech is out there spotting defective parts in factories, playing Where's Waldo with cancer cells and MRI scans, and even hunting down potholes on Sydney's roads. It's like having a million eagle-eyed detectives working 24/7. Now, classification is where things get a bit fancier. It's like recognition's cooler, more judgmental cousin. This is the wizardry that sorts your photos into neat little albums, labeling your family members like some kind of digital genealogist. But it's not all fun and games. This tech is also out there fighting the good fight, helping banks and phone companies sniff out spam and fraud faster than you can say Nigerian prince. You know, when we talk about AI recognition capabilities today, it's easy to forget that this stuff didn't just pop up out of nowhere. It's got roots, man. Roots that go way back to the 1970s with something called optical character recognition, or OCR for short. Now, don't let that fancy term scare you off. It's basically just teaching machines to read. Picture this, it's the 70s, right? Bell bottoms are in, disco's all the rage, and some real clever folks are sitting in labs trying to figure out how to make computers understand the squiggles we call letters. They're not working with the sleek machines we've got now. No, sir, these are clunky beasts that fill entire rooms, but these pioneers, they're onto something big. They start with simple stuff, like getting computers to recognize typed text. It's a game changer for businesses, man. Suddenly you can scan documents and turn them into editable text. No more retyping entire pages just to fix a typo. It's like magic, but with science. But here's the kicker. It wasn't perfect. Far from it. Early OCR systems would get confused by different fonts or handwriting. They'd mistake an O for a zero or an L for a one. It was like teaching a toddler to read, but the toddler was made of circuits and wires. As the years went by, these systems got better and better. They learned to handle different fonts, then handwriting, and eventually even messy scribbles. It was a slow process, full of trial and error, but each breakthrough laid another brick in the foundation of what we now call AI recognition. And you know what? Those early struggles, they're not so different from what we're dealing with in AI today. We've still got systems that sometimes mix up a dog for a mop or think your aunt is actually your mom in that family photo. But just like OCR, it's getting better all the time. Every mistake is a chance to learn and improve. So next time you're using your phone to translate a sign in a foreign language, or your laptop is transcribing your voice notes, give a little nod to those OCR pioneers. They were the ones who first taught machines to see the world the way we do, one letter at a time. Now let's fast forward a bit to the late 1990s. The internet's booming, Y2K panic is in full swing, and a little company called Amazon is about to change the game in ways nobody saw coming. We're talking about the birth of recommendation systems, folks, and let me tell you, it was a wild ride. Picture this. You're browsing Amazon looking for a book. You find one you like, you buy it, and then magic happens. The site says, "Hey, if you like that book, you might also enjoy these." And suddenly, you're seeing a bunch of books you never knew existed but sound right up your alley. It's like having a really well-read friend who knows your taste perfectly. But here's the thing. It wasn't really magic. It was algorithms, baby. Complex mathematical formulas that could analyze your browsing history, your purchases, and the purchases of people similar to you. Then it would make educated guesses about what else you might like. It was like a digital matchmaker, but for products instead of people. Now, this might not sound revolutionary today. We're used to Netflix suggesting our next binge watch or Spotify creating the perfect playlist. But back then, it was mind-blowing. It changed the way people shopped online. Suddenly, you weren't just buying what you came for. You were discovering new things you didn't even know you wanted. And it wasn't just about making more sales, though it definitely did that. It was about creating a personalized experience for each customer. In a world of mass production and one-size-fits-all marketing, Amazon was saying, "Hey, we see you. We know what you like." It made online shopping feel more human, more tailored. Of course, it wasn't perfect at first. Sometimes the recommendations were way off base. You'd buy a toaster and suddenly get suggestions for bread-making cookbooks and artisanal jam. But over time, it got smarter. The more data it had, the better it became at predicting what people wanted. As AI continues to weave its way into the fabric of various industries, we're standing on the edge of a monumental shift in our job markets. It's like we're watching a high-stakes game of musical chairs, where some jobs are disappearing while new ones pop up out of nowhere. Picture this. You're a truck driver, right? You've been cruising the highways for years, and suddenly there's talk of self-driving trucks. It's enough to make anyone break out in a cold sweat. But here's the thing. While some jobs might go the way of the dodo, we're also seeing a whole new ecosystem of AI-related gigs sprouting up. Think about it. Who's going to design these AI systems? Who's going to maintain them? Who's going to be the bridge between the tech geeks and the rest of us mere mortals? That's where the new jobs are going to be. It's like when cars replaced horse-drawn carriages. Sure, some jobs vanished, but then we got mechanics, car designers, and eventually, the entire auto industry. The key here is going to be adaptability. We're going to need to be light on our feet, ready to learn new skills at the drop of a hat. It's not going to be easy, mind you. There's going to be growing pains, no doubt about it. But if we play our cards right, this could lead to more meaningful work, where machines handle the grunt work and we humans focus on the stuff that really matters. Creativity, empathy, complex problem solving. That's the stuff AI can't touch, at least not yet. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, AI-generated content. It's like we've opened Pandora's box and there's no putting the lid back on. We're already seeing AI churning out articles, creating artwork, even composing music. It's mind-blowing stuff, but it's also kind of terrifying when you think about it. How the heck are we supposed to know what's real anymore? It's like we're living in a world where seeing isn't believing anymore. Think about journalism, for instance. We've always relied on the press to give us the straight dope, right? But what happens when AI can whip up a convincing news article in seconds? It's going to be a whole new ballgame for fact-checking. And don't even get me started on deepfakes and entertainment. We might reach a point where we can't tell if that's really Tom Cruise on screen or just a really good AI impersonation. Social media is already a minefield of misinformation, and this is just going to make it 10 times worse. We're going to need some serious tech savvy to navigate this brave new world. It's not all doom and gloom, though. This could push us to develop better critical thinking skills, to question what we see and hear more. Maybe it'll make us more discerning consumers of information. But make no mistake, it's going to be a wild ride. And speaking of wild rides, let's chat about these AI assistants that are on the horizon. We're not talking about your run-of-the-mill Siri or Alexa here. We're talking about AI that's so personalized, so in tune with your needs, it's like having a digital twin. Imagine an AI that knows your schedule better than you do, that can anticipate your needs before you even realize you have them. It's like having a personal assistant, life coach, and best friend all rolled into one. These AIs could handle everything from managing your finances to planning your vacations to helping you stay on top of your health. Need to book a doctor's appointment? Your AI's got it covered. Wondering what to cook for dinner based on what's in your fridge and your dietary goals? Your AI's already planning the menu. It's like having a super smart, always-on sidekick that never gets tired or cranky. But here's the kicker. As these AIs get more sophisticated, we might start to form emotional attachments to them. I mean, if you've got an AI that knows you inside and out, that's always there for you, it's not hard to imagine people starting to view these AIs as more than just tools. It's going to raise some pretty wild questions about the nature of relationships and maybe even consciousness itself. Are we ready for that? I don't know, but ready or not, it's coming. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Tom.